I was breathing, but not this world. His blood breaks the chains. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, every knee will bow before Him.
I just want to share some scripture with you, if that's okay. We'll continue worshiping. Jeremiah 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is a covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all know me, From the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. Praise God. Jesus has power in his name. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Sing it louder, church. Sing it louder.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Some of you might have walked in here this morning that may have some chains that need to be broken. And I say to you, God is a chain breaker, amen. He wants you to be free. So let's bow our heads and pray. God, you are the chain breaker. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you do in our lives every single day. Every breath we take, God, you give it to us. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind those chains that have been falsely put on us, those lies from the enemy, those lies from the devil. We cast that out in the name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus. We say the chains are broken in the name of Jesus. Addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. Hurt is broken in the name of Jesus. We pray all this in your son's precious name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
I'm putting a little fleece before the Lord. I'm just trying to get some direction here on something, but I just need to hear his voice. So let's give him just a little more time. A little more time. Jesus. All right. I know that this is a matter of timing. I'm getting a little direction, but it's a matter of timing that I do this thing. So, okay, Lord, I'll wait. I'll wait and do this thing when he calls me to, not right now. Anybody have a word from the Lord? If you do, let me know. This isn't not just for a select few people. God speaks to everyone in here if you're open. Mary.
I was given this week. I've had so many blessings. I've got my breathing back. Thank you, Jesus. The word that I got that I know is just for me, but it's for corporate. Dig deeper. I have got so much that I want to teach you, so much that I want to give you knowledge about. There is baggage. Get rid of it. As soon as you get rid of it, I can give you more, because your vessel is empty. And as soon as you do, then you will be able to show others and tell others of the love, the knowledge, and the grace that comes with the freedom that God gives you. So let go and let me.
Amen. You have a word from the Lord? Lift your hand up so I can see it.
Mary's just confirming what's been going through my head, and I've been testing the fleece. But you know, the breaker anointing is here, is in the atmosphere. It is available, whether you come forward and ask somebody to agree with you in prayer, or whether you just take it and you say, Lord, break this, and you just do it in your seat, in your heart. But the thing is that receiving that and breaking anointing from him is a choice. And sometimes we have things that out of fear, we don't receive his conviction to lay down. Sometimes we hold things in that little secret room where nobody can see it. And we say, Lord, like, it's too scary to lay it down. And so we forgo that breaking anointing that he has for us. And the thing about a gift, you know, if you have gifts under the tree at Christmas time and you just leave them there and you never open them, that's your choice. You have a choice to receive your breakthrough, and you have a choice to not receive your breakthrough. And sometimes our breaking, that chain that we need broken, is improper assumptions about him, or maybe it's judgments about situations or other people, limitations we put on ourselves, maybe fear of stepping into something that he has for us. Those are all things that need broken too. And it's your choice whether to lay those things down. It's a free gift for you, whether you come forward and, you know, you have everybody lay hands on you, or you just stand in your seat and you're like, God, I just receive it. I receive your breaking. I receive your breaking for me, whatever that thing is. But it's your choice to do so.
Okay, we're going to let one more word go, but I want you to digest what has been spoken. I don't want to get it lost. So we'll allow one more, and then we'll...
Thank you, Lord. I was kind of getting the same thing as Emily. I kept hearing, I hear the chains breaking. I hear the chain breaking. But God wants to know, do you see the chains breaking? Do you see those chains breaking off of you? Like she said, it's a choice. Do you know that he is the all-powerful God and he can do all things? Do you see him doing that in your life? Do you see those chains breaking off of you?
Okay. Heavenly Father, your word says when we come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath an interpretation, hath a revelation. And you made it plain to us that we're to pay attention to that. And so, Lord, we seek your face. And there's other places that you were moved on the Apostle Paul. And we give a word, let it be by two or at the most three. So, Lord, I pray that the words given this morning, that we would stop and digest those words. Not move on and forget about them. So, Lord, let's help us to pause right now and to think about what was just said by your Spirit. And Lord, you told me this service is going to be topsy-turvy before I even walked in here. So we'll go by your leading. There's some of you that stand here that have the chains still on you. And you have a choice. The Holy Spirit said, gentlemen, he's not going to force you in that choice. I'm not going to come back and pull on you and drag you up here or anything like that, but he's begging of you to make that choice. The one who cries the most and hurts the most when he sees you walk every day with chains on you is the Lord Jesus himself, because he came and went to a cross to set you free from those chains, and it's available. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person in here that is in that situation today. And right now I bind fear in the name of Jesus, because fear is keeping that step from being taken. So let fear be bound in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the word will set them free today. And I pray that we be a free church without any weights or the sins that easily beset us. We don't have to carry them. You already did that. So, Lord, supernaturally, by your Holy Spirit, I pray that you do the work in the hearts of men and women and kids here today, teenagers, everybody in this building, that your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven in every person in this sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you agree with that prayer, please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, at this time, I want you to be seated.